This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Oh, I love it. This music's my thing.
Here we go.
My ears, my bleeding ears. Let's get
ready to go. It's time for toe-to-toe.
Toe-to-toe, baby!
Woo! I've covered Mikey in baby oil. We're joining the ring.
This is our segment where every week we choose a topic and we put two unlikely contenders up against each other in a no-holds-barred cage fight.
So who are we doing today?
What have we got this week? We're doing politicians.
Well, ex-female politicians.
Yes, yeah, very specific category.
We wouldn't bag all the ones that are in Canberra at the moment doing a good job.
We're not on air, yeah.
We've got Julie Bishop is Tom's choice.
Yes.
Going up against Julia Gillard.
Yes, you're Julie going down, baby. I can't believe you picked Julia Gillard against Julie Bishop. I mean, really, yeah.
Watch this lady, she'll fight. I'll tell you what, she's got claws.
Flip the coin during the song. Mikey's going first this week.
So far it's 0-1 to Mikey. I'm on a losing streak so far, so I'm hoping to turn it around today.
Yes.
Andy, I've bribed you enough, haven't I?
30 seconds.
In the Julia Gillard corner, it's Mikey. Here we go.
You didn't count me in. Well, for starters, Julia is extremely proficient with knives, as she used one to stab Kevin 07 in the back to become Prime Minister. And if we're talking stamina, which I think is important in a no-holds-barred cage match, Julia's main policy is to keep moving forward. You know who else's main policy was to keep moving forward? Rocky, one of the greatest fighters of all time. You keep moving forward, huh? Do you remember Julia Gillard falling over? Yeah, I sure do. But I remember her tenacity as she got up again, kept on marching, a true hero. And if you think that Julie Gillard's a bit of a nerd in comparison to Julie Bishop, then did you see that the misogyny rant she gave to Tony Abbott? He's at least three weight classes above her.
There we go.
Thank you very much, Julie Gillard in the house.
Pretty sad he had to use a fictional character from Rocky to try and give her a bit of credit, which is... But that's okay.
Hey, don't dis... You can't start rebutting my gorgeous argument.
No, I'm just saying I'll use correct facts, not fictional characters. But that's okay. Let's go.
Rocky was the greatest fighter of all time. Prove me wrong.
It's fictional, but that's all right. We won't go there.
Maybe Julie Bishop will be the best fighter of all time. Here we go. Tom in the Julie Bishop corner. Here we go.
She served as a deputy to multiple PMs. Even the boys' Liberal Club gave her a nickname called the Cockroach because she could survive anything. Remember those favourite death stares? She can stop any male PM in her tracks just with one look. But she also knows how to charm and use humour as a deadly weapon. She's the best-dressed woman in politics. Remember those red stiletto shoes on her foot on a day of Parliament? The Minister of Foreign Affairs for 5 years and was the only person with the courage to go up against Russian Vladimir Putin and give him the shirt fronting that Tony Abbott promised. In all the world, leaders are shaking in their boots whenever she comes into their presence.
No, you're done. Cut him off. No way. You don't get to keep going after the bell.
I want to mention her hair. At least she's got a decent haircut, not some dirty old thing done by some hack.
That's a point off. Right, surely that's
not,
a point off.
We're not counting the haircut here.
Thank you
the
very much.
Yeah, but we all know it in true life, don't we? I mean, I like Julia Gillard. Love her.
I don't think it's about looks. I don't think politics is about looks.
No, I said I liked her.
And looks win a fight?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think red stilettos should win a fight, but that's just my opinion.
Have you ever been kicked by a pair of red stilettos, sweetheart? I have. Let me tell you, I've still got the scar from them.
Recap us, Andy.
So, Mikey, for Julia Gillard, we've got knives as a weapon.
Yeah,
stabbing,
big time.
Stabbing in the back.
She's begun that whole thing, didn't she?
Yeah, that's right.
Backstabber, coming in from behind.
She's
moving
forward like Rocky.
Uh-huh. You take the hit, you keep moving forward. That's what life's about. Great movie, by the way. Phenomenal.
Fictional character.
And we know she gets back up.
We do. She gets knocked down, she gets back up in.
No keeping her down. Tom, Julie Bishop, she's known as the Cockroach.
Mm.
Which we know will last forever, along with Cher.
And that was given to her by the boys' Liberal Club in thing. They used to call her the Cockroach because nothing would get rid of her.
Yep. She's got a mean death stare. She has great humour. She's got the stilettos.
Mm.
And she took on Vladimir Putin.
Nobody else had the guts to do it. She got up from a table and crossed the table. Everyone else was scared of him.
Now, I'm sure they were, but I want to know the verdict. I'm on the edge of my seat.
It's a really close one here. I'm going to give this one to Julia Gillard.
Yeah! What a one! He's done it!
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy.
Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.